Well, good morning and welcome to your radio station, KYMN Radio out of Northfield, Minnesota. 1080 on your AM dial, 50 years old on September 27th. And, of course, now the 95.1 FM. This is the Wayne Eddy Affair, kind of a special day today. We're going to be talking to the candidates that are vying for the title, Miss Defeat of Jesse James Day's Ambassadors. And three young ladies will be chosen on an equal scholarship program. And they'll be able to travel around the area and represent the celebration and the community of Northfield, Minnesota. And we're interviewing each individual by alphabetical order. So, our first contestant is a woman by the name of Caitlin Anderson. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, Wayne.
It's good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I got to tell you something, and that is I know a secret about you. You know what it is?
No. What is it?
It's called 179. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Didn't you go bowling the other night?
Yeah.
And you rolled a 179, didn't you?
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention.
My wife did. She said 179 or 176. Anyhow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You've been bowling all your life?
Yeah, since about second grade.
All right. Caitlin Anderson, my guest on KYMN Radio. And Caitlin, when we do these interviews, we ask a little bit about your family, mom and dad. You want to introduce them any way you want? And we'll get on with the interview, all right?
All right.
Who are they?
My dad is Jerry Anderson.
Hey, I know him.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I took some money from him one time. You know how?
How'd you do that?
We were playing Texas Hold'em.
Oh.
I think you've been out there when we were playing the game.
Yeah, at my grandpa's house.
Your grandpa's Jerry.
Yep.
My good friend.
Yep.
All right. And you have something that you want to do when you get out of high school. Did you graduate this year?
Nope. I'm going into my senior year.
Okay. At Northfield High?
Yep.
All right. And you have an idea of what you want to do. And one of the things that impressed me is I saw Sioux City on your application, and I almost was the hippy-dippy weatherman in Sioux City, and I had a choice of being in that market, which is a very large market, and be the TV weatherman, or come to KYMN Radio before it was even built. And so I decided, I got the job, but I decided I'm going to Northfield. So what's the deal here? You want to go to Morningside College in Sioux City?
Yeah, I'm looking into physical therapy or nursing for in Morningside, and I'm being recruited for bowling.
Oh, really? They have a bowling team?
Yeah, they have a really good bowling team.
Now, how about Northfield? Do they have a girls' bowling team?
They don't have a girls' bowling team, so I go over to Faribault for girls' bowling team in the winter.
Do you roll for Northfield? I mean, how does that work?
Yep, so during the fall for high school season, I'll bowl for Northfield, and then once girls' season starts in about January, I'll go over to Faribault
and bowl for
them.
All right. Now, one of the things you have to do when you're a bowler is you have to be able to buy a bowling ball or buy shoes, and I don't know, do you wear, when I bowl, I wear a special shirt for our sponsor. Do you do the same thing?
Yep, so we have our jerseys and our shoes and nice bowling ball, and I actually have what we call a robot arm that helps my ball curve down the lane.
What's a robot arm?
It just helps me curve my ball when it reaches the oil pattern on the lane.
Oh, boy. Have you ever bowled on an alley that has too much oil?
Yeah.
And it doesn't break?
It slides.
Yeah.
Yep.
That happens to me occasionally. And, of course, I have to just stand there and throw the ball. I don't get to do the approach at all. And you evidently what you want to do with your life is to eventually be a physical therapist and kind of concentrate on maybe coaching bowling?
Yeah, maybe eventually coaching bowling.
All right. Well, tell me about what you did in high school besides bowling. You have any other things you like to talk about you might want to mention?
I was in student leadership when I first started high school, but I've moved a few times back and forth from Lakeville South to Faribault, and so I haven't really gotten the chance to do everything that I wanted to in high school.
Well, maybe your senior year will be the one, huh?
Yep, I don't plan on moving my senior year.
I went to three different high schools four times, so I know what that's like. And in some, you know, you have to make new friends and do that. But then you also get to leave if you've been naughty like I was when I was a kid. So what do you do now to entertain yourself or to earn money as a young lady about to go into her senior year?
I work at Culver's.
Culver's?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
A lot. I do drive-through. I'm sometimes in the kitchen and just serve custard that tastes great.
Okay. Now, I think I've gone through your drive-thru on occasions, haven't I?
Yep.
Yep. And if I recall, you aren't the one. I just hate it when somebody welcome to the what?
Right.
You're very, you speak very well and you repeat the order and it's very comprehensive and away you go. Tell me about the craziest time that ever happened at Culver's when you were at the window taking the orders. Did you ever have somebody come in silly and stupid or funny?
Well, we've always had like someone come through and they think that we're McDonald's, so they'll order something on the McDonald's menu when they know it's Culver's.
Really?
So, yeah.
So when you say, welcome to Culver's, how can I help you? And they say, well, I'll have two Big Macs and a French fry. I'm sorry, you'll have to leave the drive-thru and cross Highway 3. That doesn't happen.
Not really. We just offer them a different cheeseburger or some topping that they would put on it.
So what made you decide that you're going to... this is a challenge, by the way. I want folks to know that... the young ladies that are being represented here today are vying for a scholarship. It's a very nice scholarship from the Defeated Jesse James Day Committee. And it's an opportunity to get really involved. And have you ever been involved in Defeated Jesse James Days in any other way in the past in your young life?
I don't think so. My grandpa had the self-storage float, so I think I was on there maybe once, but
okay.
That was about it.
All right. What you've attended, though, in the past?
Yep, I've attended every year. I always come back.
Where did you go to grade school, like 1 through 4?
It was a mixture. I went up to Brooklyn Park for kindergarten through halfway through second grade, and then I went to Faribault second through fifth grade.
Okay. So you never had a visit by the Defeated Jesse James Days group on Friday of the celebration. So
nope.
It's an annual event now, and you haven't had that opportunity. But you have been to the celebration, and tell me what your favorite things are during the big celebration on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
My favorite thing would probably be the parade and the rodeo, just because the parade gets everyone from Northfield and other cities together to show, like, the celebration, and then the rodeo is just something fun to watch.
Are you a horse girl? So usually girls your age really love horses.
Oh, yeah. I grew out on my grandpa's farm, so we always rode horses.
So you are a rider?
Yeah, so my cousin Haley, she always rides horses, so she just lets us ride bareback with her or ride with saddles. And
you're not afraid?
I'm not afraid of it.
Okay. Well, that's good that you're not afraid of it. Now, we mentioned that your favorite thing is the parade, and you also like, do you ever like to go down into the grazing area, as they call it, you know, where you get all those crazy foods? Play bingo and things like that.
Oh,
listen,
fun.
You ever listen to the music from the entertainment center?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know, someday I'm going to be allowed to go in there. Do you know that they check IDs of people that are 80 years old, and if they don't have their driver's license with them, they can't go in?
Oh, my gosh.
Even though everybody knows that person, even if it's the mayor, who's, of course, a woman, and she's not 80 years old by any chance, but you got to have that proof. And that's why we have such a great record of, you know, people being responsible when they're in there doing their things. So tell me about a typical day for you as a young lady waiting to be a senior in high school. You work at Culver's, and do you have any other hobbies or interests?
No, my typical day is just waking up, going to work, and then going home and hanging out with my little brother.
All right, and tell me, if you will, why you want to be an ambassador.
I want to be ambassador because I want to be able to go around cities, because there's this perfect picture for girls. And I just want to show that you can achieve something when you're not that perfect size, because there isn't a perfect size for any woman.
What do they call that? You have to make a presentation on what your future's going to be. On rehearsal is on a Thursday, and then Friday.
Oh, for the coronation, yeah. We have to write a speech.
Yeah, what are you going to be presenting?
I'm actually going to be talking about how bowling has changed my life.
Really?
And how it has shaped me and how I am today.
Oh, okay. I have to tell you that, because you will appreciate this, last year for the Businessman's League, I was bowling against a guy who had 9 strikes going into the frame, the 10th frame, and another guy on his team had 9 strikes going in the game. And the guy I was bowling against, got 3 strikes in the 10th frame. And then the other guy got a strike and an open.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but almost 2 guys, 300. And then another guy, the boys coach, the bowling coach, he got a 300 that same night.
Gary's a very good bowler.
Yeah, I've had him on the air. He's quite an interesting guy. You work for Culver's, so I would assume that you have a word to say about your sponsors that were our sponsor, that it's so kind to sponsor you in this competition.
Yeah. They told me to say, "Hi, my name is Caitlin Anderson, and I have worked at Culver's in Northfield for 2 years. One of my mission statements is that every person who chooses Culver's leaves happy. We do this by providing top-of-the-line hospitality and serving fresh, made-to-order butter burgers. Don't forget about custard. At Culver's, I get to make fresh frozen custard every 2 hours to ensure soft, creamy, smooth sundaes and concrete mixers. So come in during the Defeat of Jesse James days, and I look forward to seeing you."
All right. Well, Caitlin Anderson, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning on KIM Radio, and we're going to be talking to all 7 candidates. Are you having fun so far?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, that's what it's all about, is represent your community and have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
All right. Caitlin Anderson on KYMN Radio. Coming up next is Zoe Condon, and she should be out in the green room and stepping in as our guest steps out. It's 9:17 on 1080 Radio, KYMN.
It's almost that time of year again to celebrate the defeat of Jesse James Days.
Do you know the best way to celebrate?
Of course, by visiting the Ole Soul Restaurant.
Hello, my name is Dean Anza. I'm 8 years old, and my parents are Maurice and Michelle Gibbs.
The Ole Soul Restaurant has been a staple of Northfield history since the 1800s.
I am proud to be sponsored by the Ole Soul Restaurant as a junior ambassador candidate for the defeat of Jesse James Days.
The Ole Soul Restaurant is located at 1011 St. Olaf Avenue, just down the hill from St. Olaf College.
While you're there, make sure to have a warm, sweet, and delicious Ole Roll.
The welcoming atmosphere and the amazing cuisine brings back satisfied customers again and again.
My $5 special event buttons are available for sale at the Ole Soul Restaurant.
So come on over to the Ole Soul Restaurant and celebrate the defeat of Jesse James with good food and family.
Well, it's a pretty good commercial there for a young kid. I think there are 6 and 7 or 7 and 8. And there are like 15 of them that are going to be competing. So my next guest, I'm going to ask to bring the microphone real close to your mouth, if you will. And I love your first name. And her name is Zoe.
It's actually Zoe.
Zoe. Okay. Yep. Thank you. Zoe Condon. Now, I'm familiar with two of those names, or both your names. And I think there was a Zoe Scott. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
No.
Well, she was very active in getting the Northfield Historical Society started. And then Condon, I used to know a guy named Jim Condon, and he was a gravel hauler.
That's my grandpa.
Really?
Yep.
I know him. I haven't seen him for quite a while.
Yeah, he passed away 20 years ago.
Well, that's why.
Okay. Yeah.
But I remember him hauling that gravel because I lived on a gravel road. Anyhow, a good guy. And what I'm trying to do is to make sure everybody has an equal opportunity time-wise to chit-chat with me here this morning on KYMN Radio. And one of the things some young ladies like to do is talk about briefly who's mom and who's dad.
Okay. My mom is Jill Condon. She works at the Northfield Hospital. And my dad is Pat Condon. He's worked for Fox Landscaping for about 25 years, and now he drives a dump truck and hauls asphalt.
Oh. Do you know Mike Fox?
Yeah. Mike is a good family friend of ours.
Mike is a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I love Mike.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. Well, you too want to be Miss Defeated Jesse James Days, one of three ambassadors with equal scholarships. I should point out, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a beauty pageant at all, although the young ladies are striking. But it's all about personality, education, desire, and community involvement, etc. And you already have a plan, and that plan is to do what?
Well, my plan for the candidacy or my plan for my future?
For your future. I'm talking about going down south to Winona.
Oh, yeah. I want to attend Winona State University. They have an amazing teaching program, and I would love to be a teacher when I grow up.
And what would you want to teach? Would you want to teach middle schoolers?
Oh, no. That would be too much.
I agree.
I'd like to teach elementary school. I haven't decided on a grade yet, but my elementary school teachers made a huge impact on who I am today, and I'd like to be able to do that.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, our guest this morning is Zoe Condon. And Zoe, you got bitten by the acting bug, didn't you?
I got bit by the dancing bug, actually.
Oh, okay. what have you done in regards to dancing or your desire to?
I was on the Northfield Highliners dance team for 3 or 4 years, and we participated in the parade, actually. We dance in the parade, and we've done pep fests and competitions, and it's been a lot of fun.
And, of course, I remember who started that whole program, and she's retired now and promised to be my guest someday. And Gleason was her last name, and she got a doctorate degree and was a superintendent of schools somewhere. And anyhow, when you're dancing like that during the parade, I announce a parade, I always give you guys an opportunity to put on a little show on Bridge Square, don't I?
Yeah, you always call us out, and you're like, the Northfield Highliners, and we always dance our hardest when you yell out our name.
And it's got to be a lot of fun. Now, are you one of those persons that like to sit on the couch and watch Netflix, or are you one that likes to get out and about and do things?
I'd rather be out and about and doing things.
For example?
I like to spend a lot of time outdoors. I have pigs, and I like to sit outside and play with them, as odd as that sounds. Yeah, I have two pet pigs.
What kind are they?
They're potbelly pigs.
And do they stay in the house?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, well, some people keep them in the house, don't they?
Yeah, ours got way too big too fast for that to happen, and they do not smell that good.
Okay, what about intelligence?
They're pretty smart. You, like, walk outside, and they hear the door shut, and they'll run out of their little house to come get food.
Okay. do they, when you say they smell, do you ever bathe them?
No. They have, like, a kind of like a swamp, I guess, yeah, in their pen. They roll around in that, and that's how they keep clean, I guess.
A question just came to my mind, and maybe I shouldn't ask it. Can you tell us or do what they sound like?
They kind of bark.
Really?
Like, I don't know how to make the exact noise they do, but they kind of sound like dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Are they male, female, or?
They're both male. They're okay. Brothers.
So you're not going to have any offspring.
No.
All right. Once again, Zoe Condon is my guest here on KYMN Radio. And what do you want out of this program? You are vying for the role of Miss Defeated Jesse James Day Ambassador. And why did you choose to become a participant?
I chose to do this program because it's a really good learning experience, and also because obviously it's a great scholarship to have, but I knew I could learn a lot from our current ambassadors and from going through candidacy, and I thought it would be a lot of fun.
And one of the things that some young ladies talked about is confidence. It appears to me that you have confidence.
I try to.
And have you built that up at all during this? I don't know, folks, if you know this, but the young ladies have been doing a lot of things since they joined in the candidacy, and program is going to be a week from Saturday. And so you've been busy doing things. What have you been up to? What have you learned in this so far?
Well, I learned definitely how to keep my confidence up, even when I'm having, like, a hard day or going through things. I know how to, like, keep my head up and treat everybody with the same respect they're treating me. And I've also learned that it's a lot easier to do things for other people if you don't feel pressured to do it. Like, going through all our fundraisers and stuff, we are having a lot more fun than it would seem. And we don't feel pressured to help everybody out. We're doing it because we want to.
And when you say going through the fundraisers, what have you done?
We did a spaghetti dinner, which was a lot of fun, and they had really good food. And we did a pancake breakfast, and then we did a car wash.
A car wash?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went really well. My dad ended up bringing down his dump truck right at the end.
Was that the one I saw in the pictures?
Yeah.
That thing was huge.
I know, and we had to wash the whole thing.
Not the inside, though.
No. No.
But you had to use broom-like brushes, didn't you, to get everything?
Yeah.
It's a dump truck or what?
Yep. It's a
pretty new one, isn't it?
No, it's like a 92.
Oh, well, looks new.
Yeah, he did a lot of work on it.
Did you have anything smaller than that?
Yeah, we had plenty of cars and, like, pickup trucks. Our favorite one was the Camaro that came through. I was very surprised the man let us touch it, but...
You disappointed me just now.
I'm sorry.
You know why?
Because you came through.
Twice.
I know. But, I mean, a brand new Camaro?
Hey, a 75 Olds convertible? You didn't have to wash the windows or do the roof.
I know.
And then the motorcycle. You had a really neat motorcycle in there too, didn't you?
Yeah. The current candidates wash the motorcycles just to be safe, but yours is really nice too.
Well, thank you.
I would go for a ride on that one.
Okay. I'll give you one. Okay.
Sounds good.
So in regards to the Defeated Jesse James Day celebration, how long have you been observing it, and what are your favorite things?
Oh, I'm here every year. So for the past 17 years, I've been at most of the events. And my favorite is by far the parade, partially because I've been involved with it before, and partially because every year that's when my family would get together and we'd all get to sit down and watch it together. And that would be, like, the guaranteed time we get to spend.
And where do you watch the parade? Do you have a special... area that you use?
Yeah, we always sit at the same corner. I'm not sure which street corner it is, but we always have a spot set out for us.
What does it look like?
Looks like a road.
Okay, well, the reason I ask that is, you know, there's the gas station on Woodley, and then you can go up further the residential areas towards the high school, and then you can come towards town, like by Witt Brothers or Econo Foods.
I think it's the corner after the gas station.
Okay. And I have to also ask you about bingo. Are you a bingo nut?
I like to play bingo, but I'm never very lucky.
Okay. Give us a little more detail on what you plan on. Are you going to be a senior or did you graduate?
I'll be a senior this year.
Okay. And when did you start thinking about what you want to do with your life? I mean... it's fun to be kids and carefree, but it seems like a lot of young people know with what they want to do and where they want to go.
I started to think about it a lot when I got into high school, like in my freshman and sophomore years, because I knew that I needed to figure out my plan before I got to my senior year. And it wasn't until about last spring, so the spring of my junior year, that I decided that I really wanted to be a teacher.
And what did you say, Winona?
Yep.
And why would you choose Winona?
Me and my dad toured Winona State, and it was such a pretty campus. There was so much to do around campus, and they have an amazing teaching program.
And did they recruit you at all? I mean, did you apply, or is that a done deal?
I haven't applied yet, but I'm hoping that when I do, I will get in.
Okay. What are your plans for this weekend?
For this weekend, we have a few defeat events. Other than that, I plan on hanging out at home with my sister.
And what are you doing today?
Today we are going to Willinger's Golf Club,
mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a brochure handout downtown, and then we have a dance practice.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of candidates that know how to dance.
Yeah, so, six of us have been dancers.
Well, then it must be going pretty good then. You understand it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you know if any other outsiders are going to be performing a dance? That aren't ambassadors or potential ambassadors?
The ambassadors have their dads dancing with them.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for coming in. And who is your sponsor?
My sponsor is Franzen Bank.
Ah, Franzen Bank. I know them. And I bet you, you know, folks, maybe when you were younger, if you were going to give a commercial and you were going to read it, you'd pull out a piece of paper, and the kids now, they all have it on their iPhones. And number one, I can't read them because they're so small in the print, but tell me about Rick Rissard and the gang out at the Franzen State Bank in Dundas.
Well, they're about the nicest people you'll ever meet. I walk in there and everybody greets me by name, and that's how it's been my entire life. I've always banked there. I would honestly never want to bank anywhere else, but I think they're great people.
Is that a commercial you have on your iPhone?
I've got it right here.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Zoe.
Hi, I'm Zoe Condon, and I'd like to thank my sponsor for the Defeat of Jesse James Days, Franzen Bank and Trust. Franzen Bank and Trust has over 30 locations throughout Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. Their community-focused banks, like the one in Dundas, are committed to determining needs, developing relationships, and delivering solutions. Their customers have said they are big enough to meet all their needs, but small enough to care. That says it all. Franzen Bank and Trust. Real people, real results.
All right. Well, that was real good. Thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Zoe Condon, our guest here on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and she's going to leave the studio and tell the next candidate to come on in. Put on the earphones and sit down and chit-chat with us here on KYMN Radio from Northfield, Minnesota.
Tracy's Tree Service would like to invite you to Denison Days this weekend. Head to Denison for great times, good food, fun activities, and of course, cold beverages. Tracy's Tree Service is your full-service tree-moving company, specializing in growing and transplanting trees of any size for any project.
Hi, my name is Logan Audie, and my sponsor is Audie Excavating. My dad and uncle are the owners of this company and do a great job working hard every day. They can help you with all your dirt-moving needs, which include excavating, trucking, basements, driveways, demolition, and lot prep. They do septic systems, too. They can do designs, installation, and pumping. Just give them a call for a free estimate today. Call Jason at 507-291-0198 or Bryce at 612-282-8437 or email them at audioexcavating@yahoo.com. They really are the best. Take my word for it.
The Craig Keller Insurance Agency in Nierstrand invites you to Denison Days this Friday and Saturday. Do you have proper insurance coverage? For all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto, health, and commercial, call the Craig Keller Insurance Agency in Nierstrand.
Hello, everyone. My name is Malia Peterson, and I am 8 years old. My parents are Matt and Sammy Peterson, and our sponsor is Peterson Equipment. They've been in business since 1991. They work with all sorts of metal, including fabrication and steel sales. And I think it's cool that Mike and Kay are also putting up the new rodeo bleachers for Jesse James Days. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. We're hearing from the junior ambassadors. And we have the ambassadors in studio, and this is ambassador number 3. We're doing this alphabetically, and so we are now going to talk to Alexis. Alexis, is that Alexis?
Yes, Alexis.
Do people mess up that name?
Usually I go by Lexi, so usually not.
Okay, Lexi, I like that. And last name is Doherty?
Doherty, yep.
Doherty. And that's Irish, isn't it?
Very.
All right. So you get to go out and celebrate on St. Patrick's Day?
Yep. We always go to a pub of some sort and eat fish.
Where?
Usually to Doherty's. Oh.
She unplugged her earphones accidentally. She's plugging them back in. All right.
We always go to Doherty's Tavern, and it's right off of Highway 19, I'm fairly certain, and we always get fish there.
On Highway 19?
I think it's on 19. I could be wrong. It might be off of 13. I'm not sure. I don't know my directions very well.
Okay, but it's northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's talk about you, and we'll find out exactly what you plan on doing in regards to your education. First of all, where are you at in regards to your education now?
I just graduated high school at Northfield this past June, and then I will be attending North Dakota State University. I leave in actually 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
And why did you choose that school? Was it because of their great football team?
Partially, actually. I had a meeting with my admissions counselor, Natalie Dillon, and she was preaching about the school and telling me all about the great benefits of it, and I just kind of fell in love with it. I didn't end up visiting until January, but I had already loved it, and I had already applied because I applied early in August. And then after I applied, I got in right away, which was really awesome to find out. And then I finally was able to visit, and I just fell in love with the campus. And, like, most people talk about how they have, like, this aha moment, but I kind of just, I didn't have that. I had more of, like, a I'm home.
Ah, cool.
So.
Now, did you grow up in Northfield?
I did. I've been here for 18 years.
Okay. And did you visit Carleton or St. Olaf?
I actually didn't because my family, I wasn't thinking I would be able to afford it. So I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up.
Okay.
Because I love St. Olaf. I really like St. Olaf, personally. Mm-hmm. And I love the school, but I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up. And I was worried I wouldn't be able to afford it. And so I felt like if I visited, because I'd been on campus multiple times, but I felt like if I visited and tried to go there, then maybe I would want to go there so bad, but then I'd not be able to.
And it's going to be kind of nice to be off on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas at St. Olaf, you'd be like home.
Yep.
Now, I understand that you are going to pursue an education that might involve helping the deaf.
Yep. I want to be a nurse, but I also want to fully learn sign language and become fluent. And then to be able to interpret sign language professionally, you have to have a bachelor's degree in interpretation. So I will get that probably after I have completed my nursing degree, just throughout the years. And then, yeah, I hope to be a nurse and an interpreter because it's a lot to have a nurse and then also have to bring an interpreter if you're working with somebody who's deaf. So if you can have a nurse that does both, then it's one less person you have to hire.
Is there somebody in your lifetime that are deaf?
No, actually. My grandfather now, since he is older, he is now partially deaf.
I know what that means.
Yep. But no, I actually, my mom, when I was very little, she always taught me little sign language because babies can't verbally communicate usually, and so she would teach me sign language, like more is putting your hands together and a lot of different motions, and then I know fully the alphabet and then a couple little things. But
oh, there's the late Shelley Brady. Did mm-hmm. you get a chance to meet her?
I did not. I had heard a lot about her, and I really wish I would have been able to, but no, I did not.
Well, she has a son that was deaf, and she has the funniest story about sign language.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show you on the radio, but what she said isn't what she meant, and it was hilarious. What about your mom and dad? Who are they?
My mom is Heather Paul. She works at Daikin Applied in Faribault, and she's been there for, I think, 10 years. I can't remember the exact year. And then my dad, my dad is Sean Doherty, and he lives in Prior Lake with my stepmom, and he works at Quality Forklift in Prior Lake.
And Sean,
Yep.
Doherty. That's a pretty good Irish name.
Yep, it is. Yeah, he's Sean Patrick Doherty, so probably as Irish as it can get.
Yeah. Lexi is what I should call you, right? Well, Lexi, tell me about some things that you've already done in your lifetime to help and aid other people.
Well, I was a part of District Youth Council at the high school, and that is a advisory council for the high school, and we work alongside the school board. And this year especially, we worked on the bridging the gap for mental health and making sure that people know that it's not a bad thing to think that you have maybe, like, not a problem, but, like, you may be struggling with something, because I feel like that's something many teenagers deal with nowadays, is that they think that they're alone in this and that they don't know who to turn to. So if we have an advisory council like us, we're able to show them that, like, most high schoolers are actually going through, not just high schoolers, just most people in general are going through some sort of mental struggle. So if we can show them that they're not alone in this, then maybe it can help them get help.
Have you ever traveled out of country?
I have not, actually.
Okay. Have you ever done any help mission style?
Yes. I have gone on 3 mission trips with St. Dominic's Church. I've gone to Lame Deer, Montana, which is one of the most beautiful places I will ever go to. We also went to Lander, Wyoming, and then we just went to Cortez, Colorado. I just got back June 24th.
Okay.
So each one of those mission trips, we have 2 days. So we have 3 days of travel, and we go throughout the country and visit different places. Like, we went to the Badlands and all sorts of stuff. And, like, we went to Garden of the Gods and this year. And then we are also able to go to our mission site, which is on a Native reservation. Usually Cortez is a little bit different, but we went to the different reservations, and 2 days are spent doing service projects like painting houses, cleaning up the reservation, talking to those of the community. And then we also have two other days that are spent for kids club, and we work with the kids of the community and show them, because a lot of those kids on reservations aren't shown love every day. So that's kind of our goal, is to show them the love that they may not be getting. So we're showing them, and we're showing them the love of Christ and showing them how loved they are, and even though they may not get it at home, they'll get it through us.
What type of thing do you enjoy as a person? Like, the last candidate, I asked whether she was an indoor or an outdoor lady, and she talked about that she had a couple of pigs.
Mm-hmm. I am very outdoorsy. I love the lake, and I love fishing, hunting, hiking, all sorts of stuff. Like, that's on the mission trips. We do a lot of hiking, and that's part of my favorite part, is because I'm able to explore and out of my own comfort zone, because I've been in Northfield, and I usually only travel throughout Minnesota, so being able to go out to other states is really awesome. So I'm very much an outdoors person. My dad lives straight on Prior Lake, so we have access that we share with our neighbors, and so we have a pontoon, sweetwater pontoon, and we go fishing for sunfish and crappies, and then in the winter time, we go ice fishing with our little ice house that my dad made out of a semi-truck bed, actually. So he's very crafty on that, and he helps me fix up, because I have an old Jeep, and so he's been helping me fix that up, and I like to spend time with my dad a lot outside.
You mentioned Prior Lake.
Mm-hmm.
This would be crazy if you knew a guy I know by the name of Ken Larson.
No, I don't.
Well, he and I went fishing on the St. Croix River last week, and I let out a lot of line, and we trolled, and I pulled in a 20 pounds or maybe 25 pound flathead catfish.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we catch catfish up on our cabin in Cold Springs. So okay.
Do you have to go deep? Is it a deep lake?
It's, they're channel cat. So
okay, I got one of those too.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're lazy, but they're heavy.
Yes, they are heavy. Yeah, we went to Florida this past spring for my spring break senior trip, and we actually were able to go deep sea fishing.
Ooh.
And I think that was one of the coolest experiences. It was super pretty, because it was so pretty because we're out in the middle of the ocean, of course, and we just. One guy, not next to me, but, like, on the other side of the boat, because there was probably about 40 people fishing, he caught a big grouper. There was only one grouper caught, but we caught a bunch of little fish, and we saw on the way back, because on the way there, it's sunny, and you just, like, look at the beauty, and then on the way back, you're able to sit up on the top deck of the boat, and you could see jellyfish and stingray, and it was so cool.
Did you want to jump in?
No, I didn't, because there were sharks.
Okay. I'd like to ask about, have you all, Northfield lived North, all your life?
My entire life, yep. Okay. My entire life, my dad's entire life, and my grandparents.
Did you ever, do you remember when the ambassadors and a couple of the members of the James Younger gang and the rodeo guy would come into your school?
That was actually my favorite part for a very long time, because I was always the little girl that dressed up in my little red bandana and bright pink cowgirl hat, and then I had little boots I would always wear. So it was always fun to see them, because I knew, I don't remember who it was, but there was one person who I remember, like, I think she was friends with my cousin, maybe. I don't quite remember, but I had known her from mutual friends. And so that was really cool to, like, see people, like, I had, like, known of, kind of. And so that was really nice. And then as I got older, it was kind of different. But then I hung out with my friends more. But now it's just, it's cool being in this program and being able to see, like, the background of it and not having to, maybe not seeing it at school, but I'm seeing it, like, throughout the entire
sure.
community. And, like,
mm-hmm.
it's not, it reminds me, like, this isn't just, like, a 5-day celebration. This is like an entire year celebration, because we all love the Northfield community so much.
And I was sure you're going to say, oh, I remember you. You're the guy that did all the talking.
I usually just sat in awe, and I probably blanked out a lot of the time.
Well, I'm wondering if we did we call on you for a question dressed the way you were.
I think so. I'm pretty sure you did. I think I asked. I don't remember what I asked. I was really young. I know that, because I know I got asked one question, but I think I was in like third grade.
I'll tell you a story. I think the question was asked to one of the Raiders who played one of the two that died in the streets
okay.
during the gunfire. Anyhow, this little boy's raising his hand,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, first he said, well, I'm Jesse James, and here's what I did, and I'm Claude Miller, and I got shot in a raid blah, blah, blah. And this one little boy said, and dead serious, he said, what's it like to be dead? And P.J. Dudley, he played Jesse that time, and he couldn't get the smirk off of his face. And
yeah,
he's supposed to be a tough guy.
I'm a preschool assistant teacher for my church, so I hear a lot of questions like that.
Yeah.
So they'll ask us, like, why did Jesus pass away? And, like, questions like that, and we're like, well... And it's kind of hard because I teach preschoolers, of course, so they're like 4 and 5, so it's a little different.
What about your favorite thing during Defeated Jesse James days, now that you're actually part of it?
Yep, my favorite thing about Defeated Jesse James days is definitely bingo, because my grandmother, we're a very, like, people would say we're a lucky family, because we play bingo and we end up winning a lot, which is really awesome. But we play bingo, and then my grandma, who played bingo probably every year. We always went to turkey bingo at St. Dominic's Church, and when she lived at Three Links, we always played bingo, and then she passed away 3 years ago from cancer. And the year before she passed away, we had to make sure that she would be going to bingo, because that was, like, her pride and joy besides her grandchildren. So we were able to go, and it was probably one of the, coolest things, because even though she was not well, you could tell she was still so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was one time, like, we remember her looking pain-free. And I think that was really cool. And then this past year, we were able to play bingo. And we've played bingo ever since she passed away, because we're like, we need to live on her memory.
Have you done any volunteer work as a candidate?
Yeah, we did a spaghetti dinner, a pancake breakfast. We went to Millstream Commons for their block party, and that was really cool to see, because I work at a nursing home, so I was able to see how their nursing home is different than the one I work at. They also did a car wash, but I was unable to attend that event. And then I'm fairly certain that's it, yeah.
What about Townie Night?
Townie Night, yes. We go to Townie Night every year. This past year, I went, but I did not do any rides because I'm older, so it's kind of hard to go on the Starship 2000. But we go to Townie Night, and we always get a giant lemonade and a bucket of fries. And we just walk around, and we play a couple of games. And when I was little, we always rode Starship 2000 and the Spinny Dragons. And then a lot of time, we rode the Octopus, too.
And what's your favorite thing? You say it's bingo.
Bingo.
Number one. And then Townie Night.
Yeah, it would probably be, my number one is definitely bingo. And I think my second favorite would probably be Townie Night.
And so why do you want to be part of this program?
I want to be a part of this program because I have been in the Northfield community for so long, and I've been attempting to get involved for so long, but it's kind of hard because I don't really have like an in for the Defeated Jesse James Days community, but it's besides one of a friend of mine, but over the past couple years. So I think this is very much of a really good learning experience for myself. So I'm able to learn a lot more about the community and not only talk about what we do as a community, but also showing people and younger kids, especially like when we go to elementary schools, showing them like, even though we're older, we still love Northfield so much. And like, this isn't just like a kid celebration where they can go to the parade and go to Townie Night and do all the kid events. This is an adult celebration where you can watch the parade as an adult and see how many people love our community, and not just Northfield people, but also people from other towns like Winnenoka comes, or other cities, and they all come down and have a parade in our afloat in our parade.
And who is your sponsor?
My sponsor is Professional Drive Dental.
Okay. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give a commercial
Perfect.
For them.
Give me just a second.
Oh, she's reaching for her phone.
I
just get a kick out of that. Everybody has so mm-hmm. far. Okay.
Go ahead. Professional Drive Dental has been my dentist for as long as I've been going. So Professional Drive Dental has been a proud Northfield provider for over 35 years. Currently, there is four amazing dentists with over 60 years of combined experience. They specialize in all kinds of dental care, from root canals and extractions to little hygiene visits. Professional Drive Dental not only prides themselves on their amazing care, but also the connections they make with every single one of their patients. They care not only about your teeth, but also your life.
Well, thank you very much for that. Lexi, is what we're going to call you?
Yes. Thank you.
And you pronounce your last name?
Doherty. It's like door, like regular door, and then it's like D, like the letter. Okay. That's basically how you pronounce it.
I had a friend that his last name was Dowdy, and he'd get mad when you'd say Doherty or Doherty. Mm-hmm. You like the two syllables, not the three, right?
Doherty. Yep, just the two.
Hey, send the next lady in, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. There we go with another candidate. We have more coming in, so stick around, folks.
Hi, this is Sarah Hoffman from the Syngenta Research Station in Stanton. August in Minnesota means the corn is tall, county fairs, and great town festivals like Denison Days this weekend. Syngenta Seeds Research Station in Stanton encourages you to take in this two-day event and to give your Syngenta dealer a call to inquire about a demo plot tour and see our products in action. Here at Syngenta, we've been hard at work in the labs and fields bringing plant potential to life. We at Syngenta live and work in the communities surrounding Stanton and are proud supporters of our community events and hope you can take in Denison Days this weekend.
When it's time for preventative maintenance on your new car or truck, you don't just take your car into anyone. At Witt Brothers Service in Northfield, you know you found a name you can trust. To start, we're a Napa Auto Care Center, so the technicians we employ are experts trained in every aspect of your vehicle's maintenance. This gives you the peace of mind in knowing that everything we do is accepted under the terms of your manufacturer's warranty. Add to that the fact that we use quality Napa parts that meet or exceed original equipment and specifications. And you have the one place where you can entrust all of your vehicles. Come see Witt Brothers Service in downtown Northfield today.
Are you looking for a rewarding career with a successful growing company? Post Consumer Brands, the makers of Maltomeal, Honey Bunches of Oats, and Pebbles, is hiring full-time in Northfield. We're looking for passionate individuals with previous manufacturing experience and a high school degree. We offer competitive wages for production employees starting at $20.63 an hour and maintenance employees starting at up to $31 an hour, depending on experience. 401k with a generous company match and bonus incentive plans. To view openings and apply for our full-time positions, visit jobs.postconsumerbrands.com/KYMN.
Have you been to the Fireside Lounge and Supper Club in Denison lately? Just 10 minutes from Northfield, the Fireside offers great daily specials like Fireside's tender barbecue ribs on Wednesdays and Fridays, weekend fish fry, steaks, seafood, and Saturday prime rib. Plus, the Fireside in Denison offers weekend breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Call ahead and order anything on the menu for takeout. Do you need catering? Call the Fireside in Denison for your next event or gathering, large or small. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9 a.m. Take the short drive to Delicious to the Fireside Lounge and Supper Club in Denison.
It's Dakota County Fair time. Great family entertainment includes demolition derbies, bull riding, barrel racing, lumberjack shows, Dakota City Heritage Village, and a gigantic midway. There's food, 4-H, and fun all around the fair. New this year, the 7 Keys, 7 Days Grand Prize Giveaway, with your chance to win valuable prizes every day of the fair. Meet your friends at the Dakota County Fair in Farmington, August 6th through the 12th.
At River Country Co-op, we constantly challenge ourselves to adapt to change and grow our business to provide the scale needed to match that of our patrons and keep our technology, genetics, and equipment state-of-the-art. But at River Country Co-op, we know our employees, the communities they live in the areas River Country Co-op serves, are our biggest blessing. This Friday and Saturday is Denison Days. River Country Co-op is a proud sponsor of the Garden Tractor Pull on Main Street Friday night and the Truck and Tractor Pull on Saturday. Check out DenisonDays.org for a complete list of events and times.
We're back on the Wayne Indy Affair on KYMN Radio. It's 7 minutes before 10 o'clock, and we have another candidate that is vying for the title, Miss Defeated Jesse James Day Ambassador. I want to remind people, this is not a beauty pageant, nothing like that at all. It's all about scholarship, personality, and poise. And Alyssa, I believe, is that how? Got to get real close to that microphone,
all
right. Right up like I am here. All right, and your middle name is May, M-A-E, just like my sister Donna May, and Kuktavi is the last name.
Yep.
Why does that name sound familiar to me?
This last name is really popular around Northfield, so.
It seems that there was somebody that was involved in the ambassador program.
Yeah, my little sister a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was the little princess.
She was?
So, yep.
Oh, well, then I know her.
Yeah.
I probably gave her a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Did you follow her around and go to parades with
Definitely. Her? Definitely, all year long. Yep, my whole family and I, every single event.
Great. And that, of course, is something that you saw and you thought, well, maybe someday I could be we call them the big girls.
Yep.
And so here you are.
Who
are your mom and dad?
My mom is Lisa Kuktavi, and my dad is Milos Kuktavi.
Okay. And we always like to know about what your plans are for the future and, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up?
So this upcoming fall, I will be attending Northfield High School as a senior. And then after that, I'm really hoping to attend the University of Minnesota Duluth. I'm not entirely sure what I would like to major in, but I am intrigued with both psychology and business management. So either one of those fields I really enjoy. I toured the college a couple months ago with my parents and my sister, and we really enjoyed it, and I loved the campus there. It was great.
Well, why did you choose Duluth?
So ever since I was little, my dad's side of the family has a cabin up there, and we would go up there twice or three times every single year, and I love Duluth. It's so beautiful up there, and it just reminds me of family, and we have a lot of family events that go on up there, and yeah.
Well, that is cool. Now, you indicated, if I remember correctly, that you were interested in health science. What does that mean?
So, kind of like nursing or, I took a CNA class, so a Certified Nursing Assistant Training class this last school year through the school, and I would go on over to the Northfield Retirement Community, and I was really intrigued with that class. I really enjoyed it, but... So I would hope to go into that field, too.
What were some of the school activities you participated in?
Well, I am on the dance team.
Oh.
A lot of people that are running around the dance team. I've also been on the tennis team, too, for 3 years of my high school.
Tennis?
Tennis, yep.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
It's quite a racket.
Yeah.
If you lose, they take you to court.
Yeah, and they just redid the courts here at the high school this year, so it'll be exciting.
So I'm sitting here anticipating the opening of the Miss Defeated Jesse James Day's Ambassador Program starts with a dance.
Yep, yep.
And now most of the young ladies I've talked to so far on a dance line, the dance line.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys must gonna really put something together.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the two coaches you have, the adult
ladies, that are teaching us.
Yeah.
And
they were former dance line people.
Yeah, Allie, who's one of our coaches, is actually one of the coaches for the Northfield Highliners. And
she's
been a coach for a couple of years. And,
so you guys probably have it made.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
We know what we're doing.
Well, that used to be a very scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was one young lady, and I'm going to try to remember, her mom's name was Guy.
Okay.
Anyhow, she was really bad at dancing, and she admitted it. And it got to the point that she was giving up her crown, if you will.
Yeah.
And there was going to be a dance, and of course, ladies going out are part of that routine. And they just had her keep rhythm in the background.
Yeah.
And she went on to become a doctor.
Oh, awesome.
And she's practicing in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Nice.
So,
awesome.
You know, some of the, most of the young ladies that participate in our ambassadors.
Yeah.
Go on to big things.
Yep.
What about you know, this is Defeated Jesse James Days. We reenact the infamous raid of 1876, mm-hmm. which requires horses. Yep. How are you around horses?
I've grown up around horses my whole life. Yeah.
Okay.
My grandma, she shows Hackney ponies, actually, and she's been doing that her whole life. And my mom and her sisters grew up on the farm because my grandma lives on a farm and she still lives there. And so my mom grew up showing horses too. And we show them a little differently than what everyone else may be used to. We actually drive carts behind the horses instead of ride the horses. So I learned how to do that when I was about 12, 13 years old. And so I've been showing. We go to Iowa every year and then we go down to Illinois too once every year to show horses.
What breed?
They're Hackney ponies.
Hackney?
Hackney ponies, yep.
tell me about a Hackney pony. How many hands and all that?
Well, it's basic. They look like normal horses, and they're pretty big ponies, because when I say ponies, most people think of them as smaller horses, but they're pretty big for ponies-wise. But
can you ride them?
We can ride them. They're just not broke to ride.
So what was the reason that you decided... As a young lady, you're going to graduate next year?
Yeah, yep.
What made you decide to participate in the, I don't want to say contest, but participate in the program?
I ran for this program because I believe that it's an incredible learning experience, not only for myself, but for everyone else running too. I just think it's a great learning experience.
And what have you done so far that you can recall? As a candidate, because folks, these ladies get involved the minute they sign up.
Yeah. So a couple of events that we've done so far. One of our first events, we went to a Hopkins coronation, and that was really fun. It was great going to that to see Hopkins community and for everyone to get together, and it was a nice way to kind of give the candidates an idea of what our coronation will be like next Saturday. And then we did three fundraisers so far, and it was a spaghetti dinner. And then a pancake breakfast fundraiser, and then also a car wash fundraiser, which was really fun. And then we went bowling a couple weeks ago, and that was really nice, too. We got to interact with our littles and kind of get to know one another better.
How many of the, I think there's 15,
15
young
littles.
Ladies that are vying for that. How are you assigned a couple of kids or three
we're
kids?
Each assigned two, and I think... One candidate has three little girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you kind of babysit them. Not babysit in the sense of...
Just watch over them, yeah.
and you become well-bonded with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would I be correct in assuming, did you help the Special Olympics at all?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
No.
I think it's the current ambassadors, that do that. So you're nervous?
A little bit, but I'm more excited than I am nervous.
And what about Defeated Jesse James Days? Do you remember the group coming into your school and telling you all about?
Yep.
What was your impression then? Because I always get the impression of some of the little girls in Sibley or at Bridgewater or at Greenvale.
Yeah.
As they all sit cross-legged on the gym floor, you can hear a pin drop. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I see little girls that are just looking up at the ambassadors.
Yeah.
What school did you go to, and what do you remember of that presentation?
So in elementary school, I went to Sibley, and I remember them coming in, and I totally remember sitting down all in a circle. The teachers were like, come on, like the Defeat of Jesse James A's ambassadors are here. And I was like... so surprised and interested in who they were and what they were doing, and they explained, and I think they told us the story too of the whole Jesse James gang and the whole bank raid, and it really interested me.
Do you know who told that story?
When they came to my school?
Yeah.
I don't remember, no. Was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it was a long time ago, so I don't really remember everything.
I was just thinking about how long we've been doing that, and it is amazing. Some of the kids do remember, especially in my neighborhood last year. Hey, I saw you at school today. But it's a good way to get the young people to let mom and dad know they understand we're honoring Joseph Lee Haywood, the hero, as opposed to the bad guys.
Exactly.
So if you become an ambassador, are you going to have the time to do all of the events that you attend?
For sure, yes.
Is that a commitment you have to make in advance?
I think I would make it to every event, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's by the way, we have to, by law, mm-hmm. 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after is the window we have to identify ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So legally, by FCC rules and regulations, I will give a formal identification.
Oh.
This is KYMN 1080 AM radio and 95.1, the 1 FM from Northfield, Minnesota. It's 10:03, and I have my guest in studio right now, and her name is Alyssa May Kaktavi. Got that right?
Yep, you did.
Okay, so what do you anticipate in regards to Defeated Jesse James Days through your young life as a grade schooler and a high schooler? What did you like to do?
Every year, ever since I was little, I would always come down to the Defeat of Jesse James Days. Every year, I think it changes for me what I would like to do when I come on down. When I was younger, all I wanted to do was the rides, because I think that's what every young kid wants to do. But as I got older, I also enjoyed doing the kids' pedal tractor pulls they have right downtown. I was so involved with that. The guy running it, I don't remember his name, but I remember he did it all around Minnesota and different cities. And so my family and my cousins would all go to the different cities, and we went to state in Iowa for the kids' pedal tractor pulls. So whenever they had it here.
Were you good?
I mean, I thought I was.
Well,
but
did you get ribbons?
I made it to state, but I didn't place in state. Okay. But I was still proud of myself.
But you got some Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Well, that's it's fun to remember that stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Any other things that now as you grew older now?
Yeah. I enjoy playing bingo at the tent here. I like playing it with my grandparents whenever they're here, and then we always get a milkshake too since it's right next to the tent. I really enjoy the rodeo. That's one of my favorite events, and the parade too. I really enjoy.
Is it hard to be a candidate?
I wouldn't say it's hard. No.
Okay.
It's really fun.
Have you bonded, or did you already know some of the candidates?
Yeah, I've known some of the candidates. I knew of them, but it was really nice to get to actually know them and talk to them more. And, yeah, it was great.
And you've been kept busy, as you mentioned. What's this weekend and today bringing?
I believe that we have a couple of defeat events this upcoming weekend. And then I think I work this weekend, too, so that's always fun.
What about today?
And today, after this, we're heading to Willinger's Golf Course for a couple of hours. And then after that, we're heading to Econo Foods to do a brochure handout. And then after that, we're heading to Tyler Park, and we're going to practice our dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
It keeps you busy, doesn't it?
It does,
and
yep.
I'm sure with your iPhones, et cetera, you're taking a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, 20 years from now, you'll look back and say, mm-hmm. you know, that was really a great experience.
Yeah, it was.
And, of course, I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
I think you're being judged. Is it
tomorrow and Saturday?
Yeah. And then the pageant, program,
coronation. Yep.
It will be the following Saturday,
yep.
so a
yep.
week from Saturday.
It's coming up.
Okay, so you're busy.
Yep.
You're all tied up.
Yeah, I like being busy, though.
Yeah, and you're having fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
You have a sponsor, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, could you please tell us about your sponsor?
All right, so my sponsor is CarTime Auto Center. CarTime was established with the goal of selling quality vehicles for less. It quickly grew into servicing all makes and all models of vehicles as well. Whether you are in the market for a certified used vehicle or maintenance and repair of your current vehicle, keep CarTime in mind. Feel free to stop in for any assistance or advice, or if you just need a cup of coffee and conversation. We look forward to seeing you.
Alyssa Kaktavi, I want to thank you very much for coming
in.
And good luck. I might see you a little bit later on.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next contestant is going to be in studio here in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's me, your stomach, down here. You know, the one who can talk. Anyway, I was just at a yoga sesh with a few of the other stomachs, and mid tree pose, everyone started talking about Subway's new savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. It's a mouthful to say, I know, but with creamy Caesar dressing and double the rotisserie-style chicken, it's not the only thing that's full, if you know what I mean. It's me. I'm the one that's full. Because I'm a stomach. That's kind of what I do. Subway, make it what you want. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Hello, my name is Ella Welp. I am 8 years old. My parents are John and Barb Welp. My sponsor is Ideal Electric. Ideal Electric specializes in residential new construction and remodels. For more info, call 651-329-6899. Thank you.
G'day, mate. How you going? Come on over to the Minnesota Zoo and check out our spiffy Aussie exhibit, Kangaroo Crossing. Bring your mates and get up close and personal with the roos, wallabies and emus. Roam the land without any barrier between you and the wildlife. Crikey, it's like we brought over the real outback. Kangaroo Crossing at the Minnesota Zoo. Presented by Think Mutual Bank. Open now through Labor Day. Learn more at mnzoo.org. Celebrating 40 years of amazing.
10:09 is the time on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and they say 40 years, we say 50 years. Don't forget, tomorrow night, KYMN Radio is putting out a big party between 5 and 9 p.m. right here in front of our studios on Division Street between 2nd and 3rd. And we invite you to come on down. Jeff and Terry have put together a party. There'll be live music. There'll be lots of giveaways with thousands of dollars worth of gifts. You must be present to win tomorrow night, 5 to 9. You'll enjoy that. Speaking about enjoying, I'm enjoying my job. I get to do this almost every year for the last 20-some years. And I get to talk to the young ladies that are vying for the title of Ambassador, Miss Defeated Jesse James Days. And I have a woman by the name of Jamie Rice behind the microphone. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing today?
You look awfully familiar.
Yeah.
I think I know your mom and dad, yeah. And I've even been to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your graduation party.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. Had met some really nice people there. Remember the couple that has a twin baby, a boy and girl, that were there visiting for your... You were busy. You were
running. I was really busy.
Okay. Well, I got an idea. I am going to ask you some questions, and you can tell me what... What are you planning to do with your life in regards to education?
Well, I just graduated from high school this past spring, and this upcoming fall, I will be attending the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, where I plan on majoring in elementary education with a minor in dance.
And are you a dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, you must have a fantastic dance that you're going to put on at the opening of the coronation.
It's looking good so far.
Yeah. I mean, you're all highliners. So you were a highliner?
Yeah, I was.
All right. That's kind of a cliquey group, isn't it?
For sure.
I don't know why I just came out with that. But, you know, it's something that you'll never forget when you look through your yearbook. And all those memories back in then. What other things are you involved in besides, you know, continuing your education and having been a dancer and still enjoying that? What other things can I talk about, you talk about?
Well, throughout high school, I was mostly in dance team, which took up a lot of my time. So that was about it. And then this fall, I'm planning on trying out for the River Falls dance team. So I'm assuming that will just be most of my time again.
And trying out, so you haven't made it yet?
No, tryouts are in the fall.
Okay, and is it normal for a freshman to get onto a college dance line?
Typically, yeah.
Oh, you can? Okay. Yeah. And is it true that even though you're on the dance line this year, you have to audition for next year?
Yep, they make us retry out every single year just to keep the team fresh and up to date.
What would it feel like to be on the dance line in the 9th grade, the 10th grade, the 11th grade, and the 12th grade? They say, nope, we're going to... That would be heartbreaking, I would think. So you really put yourself on the line.
Yeah.
Kind of like running for Miss Defeated Jesse James Days. I've often said, Jamie, that, you know, I watch it and I say, you know... These young ladies are standing on stage and they're open. You know, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
It really is. So you're into dancing. That's the big deal. So I've been asking the young ladies, you like to sit around, read books, watch television, play with your phone, or you like to go outside and do anything? What are you?
Well, you can't go wrong with some good Netflix binges. But other than that, I do like being outside. I like hanging out with my friends, my family.
What Netflix did you... My wife and I discovered Breaking Bad, and we couldn't get enough of it. We just, and then another one, The House of Cards, was another one you can binge on.
Right.
A lot of fun. What kind? What are your favorites?
Well, I just started watching Riverdale, which is super good.
Okay, I never heard of it at all.
Right.
So you have gone through school. You've had all kinds of teachers. Some you liked. Some you really liked. Some. So that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Is become one of those individuals. Are there any teachers that you recall that you said, you know what, I'd like to do that?
Actually, my third grade teacher, Miss Larson, was an amazing teacher and made me want to follow into that suit. So third grade is the grade I think I want to go for.
And you're going to go to River Falls, which is not far away. So I've been asking everybody, why do you want to be an ambassador? And I can assume the scholarship money would come in handy. But why did you decide to run?
Well, I mean, growing up in Northfield, like, you see a lot of these people around town, and they are, like, somebody that you look up to as a younger child, and I would like to be that role model for another younger girl.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I think I know your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Lemke, and he's a guy that helped build the new information booth. He's the guy that makes the buses run so people visiting town can get around free of charge.
Right.
And, of course, your mom was involved in the junior program, I think,
in
herding cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I've known you for years, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're here and that you're all excited about becoming an elementary teacher, really nuts about dancing. Will you pursue dancing after you get out of college? And if so, what can you do with your talent?
I'm planning on minoring in dance, so I'll have a degree in it, and from there I'd like to teach at a studio or a dance team.
Oh, okay. And you want to get on Dancing with the Stars?
Nope.
Did you ever have you ever watched that?
I do like watching Dancing with the Stars.
I think it's a great show.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at the production and how tight everything is, and I'm amazed at the dancers that one thing that troubled me about that show is one year Emmett Smith won.
Yep.
He wasn't a very good dancer at all.
Right.
And there was somebody that was terrific, and it turned out to be a popularity contest.
For sure.
Jerry Rice did the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think it's a fun show to watch, and, boy, I'll tell you, it's hard. I mean, 90 seconds of dancing, you're done. You're
yeah, tired. You are.
How long does a routine go with eyeliners at, let's say, a basketball game?
Typically, I think they have to be between 2 minutes and 2.5 minutes. And then within that, we have to have a certain amount of kicks, movements, formation changes.
And that's got to be exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you into animals at all? A lot of young ladies were talking about animals.
Not so much, actually.
Okay. So there was a question on the application. What do you hope to accomplish if chosen to be part of the Defeated Jesse James Days Ambassador Scholarship Program?
Well, I mean, of course, I would love to gain that confidence. But other than that, I am looking forward to being able to give back to the community and just showing people how awesome Northfield is.
Okay, now you can go at length if you'd like, but tell me about your past experiences and things that you most enjoy about the community celebration, the Defeated Jesse James Days, third largest community celebration, largest all-volunteer community celebration, and what experiences have you had and what do you like best?
Well, I've always been a sucker for the carnival, but I've kind of outgrown that. I enjoy going to the parade. My family and I always go to the rodeo, which is always fun. And then you can't go wrong with any of the food. But last year I ran as a candidate as well, so I got to see like the backside of it almost, and that part is almost as intriguing as seeing like it all like working out.
That's where I've seen you before.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you for coming back. That shows growth already.
Yeah.
You know, just accepting the challenge. And like I told a couple of the young ladies, I can't imagine standing on stage and, you know, exposing myself to everybody's critical or observations, etc. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes guts, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You get scared on the stage?
Yes and no. I feel like coming off of last year, like, I've learned, like, a lot of things just from doing it last year. Now this year I have more room to grow.
Sure. I have seen young ladies that have tried three times. And I think most that try again are successful. I mean, it isn't a guarantee or anything, but, you know, it does certainly help. So you go downtown and you enjoy yourself, and I don't know if I already asked you, but what is the three top things that you enjoy most about Celebration before you were a candidate that you just enjoy because it's there?
Well, my favorite thing, when my mom was in charge of the junior ambassadors thing, I loved going to that coronation. I loved helping set up for that coronation. And then after that, probably the rodeo, just because it's always fun to watch. And then the parade, just seeing how all the communities can come together and just be like one for like that 2 hours.
You know, this is kind of unusual. Not one of you young ladies have said the raid reenactment. And, you know, that's what it's all built around,
right?
Is the raid reenactment. And not one. And that kind of takes me by surprise. You've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. You like it?
I do enjoy it.
Like the noise?
It's a little bit too noisy.
Yeah. It's 10:20, and we're going to ask you if you have a sponsor.
Oh, yes, I do.
Really? Well, let's find out who that is.
All right. First off, I would like to say a big thank you to my parents for sponsoring me with their business, Landmark Homes, and their support throughout my candidacy. Well, are you dreaming of a brand new kitchen, a fresh new bathroom? How about a four-season porch with a fantastic view? When you choose Northfield's number one full-service construction company, Landmark Homes, you will never be disappointed. From the highest quality service and craftsmanship in Northfield, visit Landmark Homes at www.landmark-homes or give my parents a call at 507-649-0489. Landmark Homes, where your dream is our experience.
I forgot to ask, what is your presentation on stage? I know, what do they call that? I always forget. You know, you come out and you want to be a nurse.
Yep.
Or a teacher. So what is your presentation that you're working on?
Actually, I just rewrote mine a couple days ago.
Oh, well, so that's okay. You got over 10 days to figure it out.
Right. I'm talking about how growing up in high school taught me a lot of balance and how that balance is going to move on into my next 4 years of school.
All right. Very good. That's always a very interesting presentation by the candidates. It's all about their career.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for being here, and I certainly wish you good luck, and I might see you this afternoon.
Okay.
Because you're going to go out to Willingers and help Three Links Care Center with their golf tournament. Jamie Rice, my guest here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. It is 10:22 on 1080 Radio, and we're going to have two more candidates come in, and we'll be chit-chatting with them.
Leo South in Lakeville is not your typical power sports company. It's family-owned and run, meaning you actually get to talk to the owners. What's even more impressive is they have 25-plus employees, and they all work every hour they're open. So you don't have to stand in long lines waiting for help. Plus, get faster and more coordinated service. And getting parts? Well, there's so much experience behind the parts counter, you'll be amazed. Our motto is We Sell Fun. But every day, our mission is to help you from finding parts, getting service, or shopping for something new. And fun, too. Visit leosouth.com to tempt
yourself.
Hello,
my name is Penelope Thomas. I am 6 years old. My parents' names are Adrian and Mei Ling. My sponsor is KYMN The One, your favorite radio station.
Have you been to the Fireside Lounge and Supper Club in Denison lately? Just 10 minutes from Northfield, the Fireside offers great daily specials like Fireside's tender barbecue ribs on Wednesdays and Fridays, weekend fish fry, steaks, seafood, and Saturday prime rib. Plus, the Fireside in Denison offers weekend breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Call ahead and order anything on the menu for takeout. Do you need catering? Call the Fireside in Denison for your next event or gathering, large or small. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9 a.m. Take the short drive to Delicious to the Fireside Lounge and Supper Club in Denison.
Hi, my name is Lily Welp. I am 6 years old. My parents are John and Barb Welp. My sponsor is Ideal Electric.
Ideal Electric specializes in residential new construction and remodels. For more info, call 651-329-6899. Thank you.
Your local full-service Ace Hardware store in Kenyon invites you to Denison Days this weekend. Kenyon Ace Hardware has everything you need, from clothing to paint and everything in between. Visit Kenyon Ace Hardware, the friendly place, on your way to Denison Days.
Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on this Thursday morning on August 2nd, the year is 2018. I should have said that right up front at 9 o'clock. But what we're doing today is what we've been doing for many years, and that we talk to the young ladies that are vying for the title of Miss Defeated Jesse James Days, representing Northfield and the celebration. And there are seven candidates running this year, and I've talked to five, and we have two more to go, and one of them looks so familiar to me, except I've never seen her long hair. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Okay, do you remember me?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yep.
Yep. Of course, you have your hair all tied up, don't you? As you're a, what do you call yourself, a waitress or a serve person or a window lady at the quarterback club?
Yeah, I think the title is actually waitress.
Okay.
Waitress or cashier.
Okay. And so your job is to say, may I help you?
Yep.
And then your job is to take their money or credit card and take care of that?
Yep.
And then give them the food when it's ready, which doesn't take long?
Nope.
And away you go.
Yep.
All right. It's good experience. How long you been there, quarterback club?
About 3 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know the ropes then.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who's mom and dad?
My mom is Heather Schultz. She works for the Carlton Insurance Agency over by Target. And then my dad is Jason Schultz, and he works at the city for, like, fixing roads in the streets.
Fixing holes in the street?
Roads in
roads.
The streets.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a hard-working job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he must be exhausted when he comes home after it's 95 degrees and laying concrete or whatever.
Yeah, he actually comes home and then goes straight to the farm usually to, like, grow corn and to grow our beans that we eat at home.
Oh, so you have a farm or a hobby farm?
Yeah, so my grandpa owns the farm and my dad works on it all the time. It's not, like, we don't live on a farm. It's out in the country, but, yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
I did what you're not supposed to do when you come into a studio with a live show. Can you hear that in the background?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's happening is people are in their car right now,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for their phone.
Oh.
Because they hear the ring. That was, whoops, I hope that's the last one. Okay, now we are going to continue our conversation with our young lady, sponsored by?
Quarterback Club.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Dale Finger said, I'll be happy to sponsor you.
Yep, he did.
Okay. One of the things we like to know is, what are your plans for the future? First of all, where are you in your education now?
I just graduated Northfield High School, and I will be attending St. Olaf College this fall.
Whoa, St. Olaf.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a desire all along?
Yeah, I love Northfield. I love the town, and I love living here, so I wanted to stay here. And I'm close to my family, but, like, I can still, yeah. like, stay away from them on campus.
She doesn't mean it in that.
No.
Of course, I everybody knows what you mean.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a nice deal. You're close to home,
yep.
and yet you're on your own.
Yeah.
Hey, we ought to make up that motto. Hey, attend St. Olaf if you're close to home and you're on your own. All right. So what type of an education are you anticipating? What do you want to do if you know at this point in your life?
I'm not entirely sure. I was thinking somewhere like psychology, maybe chemistry. I'm not really sure between those two. I might change it.
Well, were you a good student in high school?
I'd say so.
Yep. National Honor Society?
Yep.
Oh, okay, there you go. Psychology.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been able to figure people out all your life?
I mean, sort of. I guess I got into it last year doing AP psychology, which was really fun and a great experience.
So can you imagine yourself having people come in and say, man, I'll tell you what, my life's all messed up, and figuring out how to help them? That was something you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. What other things do you enjoy doing?
Last year I was, or like for high school, I was on the dance team. So that took up quite some time of mine. And when I'm outside of dance, I just work all the time. And then National Honor Society, where you volunteer to help other like businesses, I did that as well.
Well, how many of the seven were on the dance line?
Six.
Oh, so like I've said to the other young ladies, it should be one heck of a good show.
Yeah.
I'm expecting you to do. I might even watch. Usually I'm MC. And
yeah.
During that part, I'm in the back, you know, where it starts.
Yeah, you should watch. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. The rehearsals won't take so long.
No, not.
Because you'll pretty much have it down.
That's, yeah.
That's really good. So what the long-term goals, you say, is that you just want to be a happy person.
Yep.
Yep. And that you're not committing yourself to anything exactly right now.
No.
But at St. Ol, if you'll find yourself
yep,
and
I
find
will.
And did you sign up for a couple of majors or one minor? Or?
Actually, we signed up the first week we get there.
Yeah.
So I've already signed up for my religion class, but the rest of my classes I signed up when I get there. So I'm not sure yet.
So what do you do when you aren't working? You kind of suggested that you're right now very busy with this program, and then you're working. What were some of the other activities you enjoyed as a young lady growing up in Northfield?
Basically, dance was really important to me. I danced like 3 hours each day
for
a long time, for 5 months. So it was really important to me, and I love it so much.
When did you first become aware of this program representing defeated Jesse James Days in Northfield?
When I was growing up, I always got to witness like the other ambassadors and see how they represented our town. So I knew about it then. And then this past year, I saw Emma going through the process, and I just thought it was really cool, and I wanted to try it, so I did.
Okay. Now, did you go to school here in Northfield?
Yep.
Which school, besides the high school, did you go to? And maybe, did you go to the middle school?
Yep. Okay. I went to the middle school.
The new
then,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where'd you go to grade school?
Greenville.
Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
Do you live on the west side?
Yeah.
And what do your mom and dad do?
My dad works for the city.
Oh, you mentioned
yep.
that, yeah.
And then my mom works for the Carleton.
I'm sorry. I had
that's
already
okay.
asked that. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
And you want to be more involved in the community? Is that why you're vying for the title?
Yeah. I think it would be really cool to be able to represent my town. And I also think it would be a great experience for me to grow outside of my comfort zone. I'm a relatively shy person, so I think it would be cool to have this experience.
You know, I have to tell you, I come to the quarterback club a lot
mm-hmm.
because I like the quarterback club's food,
yep.
and I like their fast service, and I like the fact they've been around for as long as KYMN Radio,
mm-hmm.
and one of the few restaurants in town that is consistent in that regard, and just a turnover of two owners. So I like to go in there, and I like their roasted chicken,
mm-hmm.
but I imagine you're going to give a commercial for all that at
yeah.
the end here.
Yep.
So one of my favorite questions is, what do you like most about defeated Jesse James Days before you got into this ambassador program?
I loved the parade because I love to see the community getting together. I also loved the raid enactment because it was really cool as a child to see how it all went down, and it's still cool to see it to this day.
Well, I'm glad you're the first one that mentioned the raid reenactment. That makes me happy. That's a pretty cool event. Are you into the bingo thing, too? A lot of kids, parents and grandparents like that.
Not really as much.
Okay. Have you been through the Northfield Historical Society ever?
No.
Okay. Well, that will probably be part of the program that you're involved in. I think you'll really, really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So summer's going by real fast for
mm-hmm.
you. And in the event that you're selected as one of the ambassadors, you'll be doing a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And you looking forward to that? You don't get car sick, do you?
No. I'm so excited to be able to, or if I get crowned, to be able to go around the whole state and be able to represent our town.
Okay. And what are you going to say about Northfield?
That it's an amazing town with amazing people, and the community is just amazing, and that we are representing it how it is, and it's great.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to give you anything else you want to say in regards to the question I should have asked, but I didn't. No?
I don't think so.
Okay. So now it's time for you to talk about your sponsor, and okay. I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. The Quarterback Club is located in Northfield, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years of great food and service. Dine-in or carry-out, our locally owned restaurant provides quality and delicious food to its customers. All of our dishes are made from the freshest and finest ingredients for 100% customer satisfaction. We have a great deal on our burger specials. Order a quarter-pound burger with a large fry and a large drink for only $7.75. We also offer great roasted chicken and excellent barbecue ribs. Come and dine with us today.
And by the way, those burgers are cooked differently than any other place in town.
Yep, they're flame broiled.
Flame broiled burgers, yeah. You know, as you're doing such a good job there, I thought you should leave that here so I can use it, because I give commercials for the Quarterback Club.
It.
And, well, there's two things wrong with it. Mm-hmm. Should I tell you what they are?
Sure.
Number one, I can't say we. And number two, I can't say our.
Okay.
But you work there.
Yeah.
So you can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dale's a pretty good guy to work for, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you very good luck, and thank you for participating in the program. And I know you're going to enjoy yourself and have a life, an experience you'll never forget. And enjoy the rest of the day out at the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. The Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. We have one more young lady to go, and we want you to know that we are doing this in alphabetical order, and we are enjoying the conversation with these young ladies. We have 15 youngsters that want to be junior ambassadors.
Hi, my name is Lucy Adel. I am 7 years old. My parents are Brock and Tammy Adel, and I am sponsored by the Community Research Bank, who is celebrating 140 years of banking. Thank you.
Flexion Care Suites on the campus of Three Links here in Northfield offers comfort care in a home-like environment. We provide compassionate, specialized end-of-life care to residents and families during phases of an incurable illness. We have a wonderful staff that provides the highest quality of care, supporting each resident's personal wishes. I am Susan Samuelson, Clinical Nurse Manager of Reflections. You can call me at 664-8809 for a tour of this beautiful facility.
On September 27th, KYMN will celebrate 50 years of local radio. We're proud of our work here in Northfield, and we want to thank the community for supporting us. On Friday, August 3rd, we'll be blocking off Division Street in downtown Northfield in front of the station between 2nd and 3rd Streets from 5 to 9 p.m. Performances include local favorites Folklorico Dancers, Aztec Dancers, and the Rice County All-Stars. We'll give away thousands of dollars in prizes, some swag, and of course, cake and ice cream, too. Join us for the kickoff of our 50 years of local broadcasting. Event sponsors include the Grand Event Center, the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, ServiceMaster by Hyatt, and the Northfield Golf Club.
A reminder, Friday night, that's tomorrow night from 5 until 9 p.m., right in front of our KYMN studios on Division Street between 2nd and 3rd Street across the street from the library, we are going to have the beginning of a salute for 50 years of KYMN Radio serving Northfield and Dundas and Denison and Cannon Falls and Randolph and Elko and Newmarket. Oh, Elko Newmarket. And all the communities around the area. And we're going to have, I think, two or three bands that will be playing. And we're going to give away thousands of dollars worth of gifts. And you just have to be here and celebrate. Free ice cream, free cake for everybody. But you must be 18 years old to enter our giveaway contest. And we'll have some of the KYMN personnel, the talent, the sales force, and the engineers here to say hello and howdy. And hopefully we'll have some people that have worked at KYMN Radio at one point in their life. and have them come down, and it'd be a lot of fun for a lot of people. So you're invited. You are invited. That's tomorrow night, 5 to 9, right downtown Northfield. I love to say our next guest's name, and I hope I get it right, and she is going to tell me what I did it. Gabriela Rochelle Vargas.
Vargas, yes.
Okay, you can work that mic real close.
Okay.
And now you go ahead and say your name, because it's going to be pretty.
Gabriela Rochelle Vargas.
Rochelle. I have a friend whose name is Rochelle, and her nickname is Rocky.
Ooh.
How about that, huh?
That's cool.
Now, did they call you Gabby?
Yes, but recently I've been going by Gabriela more.
Gabrielle. That's a beautiful name. Everybody's name is beautiful. I got to make it even for everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? whom are your parents?
My mother is Charisse Vargas, who is a Spanish interpreter / translator, and my father is Federico Vargas, who works for Faribault Foods.
Federico. Yep. What's his middle name?
He does not have a middle name.
Okay, Federico. Now, your mom works as an interpreter, huh?
Yes.
And this is a very important job nowadays.
Yes.
And Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where does she interpret?
So she part-time works at the Northfield Hospital,
okay.
And then she also has her own, like, kind of business where she works for other services like WIC or King Tongue or... other
sure.
translating.
And helping people. Did you ever do any court cases?
I do not think so.
Okay.
Not that she has told has told me.
So that's, are you bilingual?
Yes. My father is from Mexico, so it is, that is one of our main languages that we speak in the household. So yes, it is my second language.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have two, older, both. I have a sister who's 26.
Ooh.
Yep, her name is Daniela Espinoza. And then I have an older brother who just graduated. His name is Christian Vargas.
And where are you in regards to your education?
I'm going to be a senior this fall at Northfield High School.
Northfield Hospital,
no.
Okay. Do you speak Spanish then in the household?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you ever take, how long have you been in the Northfield School District?
All my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you take Spanish immersion or whatever they call it?
So... Compañeros doesn't start until first grade.
Compañeros?
Compañeros.
Yes, okay.
That doesn't start until first grade, so that is when I started my Spanish classes and learning. So that is like when the beginning of the day is English and then the afternoon is Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and so just kind of switching throughout the day.
So if your parents and your siblings talk Spanish mostly in the household, mm-hmm. was English difficult or was it just a... They say when you're a kid, you can do this.
Yes, it's easier when you're a kid, that is for sure. I probably do not have the best Spanish-speaking skills out of, like, the family. My brother is amazing at it. He doesn't even have to try. Mine is a little bit more difficult because I get tongue-tied really easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and so my dad likes to make a joke that I speak Spanglish at home, so, yeah.
Have you ever dreamt in Spanish?
Yes, I have, one time.
That's got to be a weird
idea. Yes.
Like.
Yeah, probably speaking, I can speak it and I can understand it completely. Probably my most difficult thing ever in Spanish would be writing, but...
Well, when I was your age, you ever heard that expression before?
Yeah.
When I was your age.
Yeah.
Anyhow, as a young man, a kid, I grew up on the west side of St. Paul, and there was a Hispanic neighborhood, and I learned quite a few words in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I expressed them once to somebody, and they said, do not say those words.
Yes.
Because that's what the guys taught, you know.
Yeah.
How do you say this and that? So you have you really have a goal set for yourself already as a senior, going to be senior in high school.
Yes, I do.
And what is that?
Basically, I am just kind of really focusing on school this year. I mean, I have been focusing every other year, but this year, you know, it's like my most important thing. It's getting me ready for college, which I'm very excited to start because I do want to go into the medical field. So me taking classes that have to do with the medical field that can help me, like I'm taking AP Psychology this year, which will help me in some way or form. In that.
What does AP mean?
AP means advanced
program?
Advanced program, yes.
Well, have you thought about a particular college that you'd like to attend?
Yes. I want to attend Carthage College, which is located in Waconia, Wisconsin.
Well, I've heard of that, but what drew their attention to you?
Their nursing program, actually. They have a very, very good nursing program.
Okay. Is that your... At this point in your life, it's, you know, hard to decide. I didn't have any idea what I was going to do with it. Mm-hmm. But are you thinking nursing or actually a doctor, for example?
So I want to kind of, in my opinion, I want to be a doctor, but I also want to be a nurse, you know, because mm-hmm. they're both amazing jobs.
Well, practical nurse.
Yeah.
There you go. What about growing up here in Northfield? Did you associate yourself as a young lady in any organization?
Yes, I did do Girl Scouts, and I did a lot of more volunteer programs with Girl Scouts, so I do know the town pretty well.
Out knocking on doors?
Yes, knocking on doors, selling cookies.
Have you ever won a prize for selling the most cookies?
Yes, I did, actually.
What did you win?
I think the most that I had sold out of my troop was, I think it was like a really big kangaroo. Kangaroo, and that was the big prize.
Well, did you participate in any youth programs in, like, churches or library or anything
like that? Yes, I do participate in my church youth group, which we do a
what
few...
What church is that?
Bethel Lutheran Church.
Oh, okay. The one with the flashing sign out there on Cedar Avenue.
Yes, yeah. By the hospital, yes. Yeah. We did a lot of volunteer stuff for, like, Christmas. We would go sing and carol at the retirement homes and then do little field trips.
I know several people from Bethel. If you approached any one of them selling Girl Scout cookies, they would probably buy a whole bunch from you.
Yes.
Did that happen?
Yes, 1 year, yes.
I probably have an idea who that might have been.
Ah.
Aha. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, our final contestant on the air here with me is Gabriela Rochelle Vargas. And I don't know why I want to roll my Vargas. Vargas, all right. So have you been involved in athletics at all?
Yes, I am a huge athletic person. I have been involved with soccer and dance my whole entire life. I started playing soccer when I was 4.
Ooh.
And then I've been on and off with dance since I was like 6 years old.
So what about, are you a highliner?
Yes, I am a highliner.
You are. What is it, like 6 out of the 7?
Yes.
Wow, I can't wait to see the dance. I mentioned that to every young lady that usually that is the scariest part.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, you know my wife, Julie.
Yes.
And the reason she has, do you know the reason why she has that dance at the opening before anything?
Mm-mm.
So you ladies will settle down and relax.
Oh, yeah.
You're nervous about that dance. You know, I don't think of any year where there have been 6 of the candidates that are dancers.
Yeah.
And the coaches that you have are dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So candidates would get jittery about it because they weren't dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, there's nothing worse than have that gal on the left and a gal on the right doing everything perfect and you're what?
Yeah.
But that's why she does it, is so that you get all that energy out.
Yeah, and your
done.
Nerves.
And yeah, and then you say, wow, that went well. Now let's get into the next thing. Mm-hmm. What will you present on stage?
What will I be presenting?
Yeah, you know, each girl goes out and...
We give our introduction about who we are,
right,
and our sponsors and our parents. Yeah. And then we will be also doing Meet the Candidate, which
yes.
I will be doing mine on how soccer has shaped okay. my life. I will be doing it on how soccer has shaped my life and the people.
Has how what has?
How soccer has...
Soccer, okay.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, so you're going to come out with a ball.
Yes.
And dressed in
some
a soccer.
Cones,
yeah.
Too.
And then, okay. Do you have it memorized?
Almost.
Okay. Well, you'll get through the rehearsals about that. So what made you think, hey, you know what, I'd like to be an ambassador?
Well, I can always remember about when they came to our school.
Oh, tell me about that.
So I went to Greenville, and I loved the building-wide meetings because they were a huge thing at Greenville, and especially when the defeat of Jesse James days and Queens and ambassadors came and the reenactment people came to talk about it, it was probably the most, like, most helpful and, like, cool, like, event that we get to listen in and learn about. And it just always, like, made me really excited to listen to them talk about it. So I probably one of my favorite building-wide meetings when it came to that.
You know, my wife always tells me that when I have a conversation, it's all about me. And I will tell you that, you know, I've been heading that up for many, many years. And one of the whole ideas was to, number one, get the young people in the, we only do it for the elementary schools, and get them involved and knowledgeable about honoring Joseph Lee Haywood, mm-hmm. the hero, and that the bad guys were the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the rodeo clowns always are entertaining.
Yeah.
And then, like I told one or two of the other candidates, little girls, when you were a little girl, looking up at the ladies with their tiaras and nice outfits on. And I think it emboldens the youth to grab this and hold it and understand it's a very important part of our history in Northfield.
Yes, and seeing the ladies in the parade or at those meetings and just seeing them smiling and just full of happiness and confidence really, like, sparks a fire in you and wants you, like, makes you want to be them, kind of, with that confidence and the way to represent your town.
By the way, I like these new T-shirts.
Yeah.
With DJ JD and a pinkish red and a little crown on her. It mm-hmm. looks cool. Makes it feel important, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the rest of today?
So after this, we will be going to Wellinger's for a golf tournament. We'll be helping out there. And then after that, we will be handing out brochures at Econo. And then after that, we will be doing a dance practice.
Okay. And then, I mean, boy, you've been busy, haven't you?
Yes.
What's most fun you've had so far?
Oh, all of the events have been really fun. I think I enjoyed the spaghetti dinner and pancake breakfast because I got to communicate with so many new people and just get to know more people, which was a lot of fun for
and
me.
Next week you have the hog roast.
Yes.
You know about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, you get to be a waitress.
Yes.
A server.
Mm-hmm.
And so the experience up until the point of the judges having a difficult time, some wonderful young ladies, to pick three of the seven, you know, that means there are four people are going to be disappointed. But would you say that everything is going to end up being worth the experience in the event that you're one of those four?
Yes, definitely. Just everything teaches you how to be a more confident person with spark in you. Determination is built up here, and you get to learn all these new good communication skills, which I would have not been able to learn from this if I hadn't done this program.
And there are some people that are negative, and they judge this as if it's the Miss Minnesota pageant, which I had a privilege of judging in year 2000, mm-hmm. and which is connected to Miss America, mm-hmm. which means bathing suit, which means formal, which means talent.
Yeah.
And you get to wear some cool dresses, you know, and that's got to be fun.
You know,
picking out a dress.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to put yourself in a bathing suit.
Exactly.
And you don't have to get up and dance. You could dance, but, mm-hmm. you know, the talent. It's all about personality, poise, and confidence.
Getting to know us.
Would you, in just a few words, how would you encourage a junior at Northfield High School or a senior to participate next year?
I don't think I can do it in a few words, but I can try my best. I think it's just an amazing program that would make you become a stronger person and more confident and stronger.
I got an idea. You must have a sponsor.
Yes, I do.
And who is that?
El Tequila.
El Tequila?
Yes.
In the strip on Highway 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you going to do it in Spanish or English?
I'm going to do both.
Well, can you... What do you think you're going to do first?
English.
Well, I would rather have you do what you want.
Uh-huh.
But I would like Spanish first to see if I can pick up on what you're saying. And then when I hear it in English, I'll say, oh, I was way off, or, hey, I was right on.
All right.
Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll do that. Okay. El Tequila, un restaurante mexicano familiar. Tenemos la mejor comida mexicana con premios en la zona por 17 años. Vengan a visitarnos para que prueban las mejores fajitas de su vida. No te arrepentirás. Olé.
You're talking about a family within the community and then the food? Did I get that at all? Or?
Kind of.
Okay, well, let's hear it in English.
El Tequila, a family Mexican restaurant located at 1010 Highway 3 Northfield. We have the best awarded Mexican food in the area for 17 years. Come visit us and try the best fajitas of your life. Olé.
Sí. Did I just say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you very much for joining us and wish you good luck and have fun. Boy, you got a busy day, radio this morning, the golf tournament this afternoon for Three Links Care Center, and then dance rehearsal.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you very much. Our guest here this morning on KYMN Radio, Gabriela Rochelle Vargas. Well, let's continue with the Wayne Eddy Affair at 6 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Hello, my name is Emma Katavi. I'm 8 years old. My parents are Mark and Farah. My sponsor is Raymer Transportation. From Alaska to Florida or California to New York. Big or small, they haul it all. Locally owned and operated by Mike and Cinnamon Raymond. Thank you.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you that Kenny Johnson can take care of your water softener. If you have a problem with the water softener, particularly those of you who live in the country and have well water and it quits and it gets rusty and dirty and your water softener screws everything up, just give Kenny Johnson a call. He's the man to see when it comes to clean and clear water in your home or business.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cameron Cup. I'm 8 years old. My parents are Bethany and Zach Cup. My sponsor is Division Street Dance. I love dancing because it makes me happy and I learn new skills. Division Street Dance offers classes for dancers ages 2 up to adults with tons of different styles and levels, including ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, lyrical, modern, Irish, musical theater, and creative dance. Registration is going on now for fall classes that begin September 10th. Check them out online at divisionstreetdance.com or stop by one of their upcoming open houses. Thank you and have a great summer day.
Great family fun is waiting for you at the Dakota County Fair. 3 nights of demolition derbies, bull riding, barrel racing, lawnmower races, and more. Free concerts include Johnny Holm, Girls Night Out, Foreplay, and Them Pesky Kids. There's 4-H displays, our gigantic midway, and a 7 Keys, 7 Days grand prize giveaway with your chance to win valuable prizes. All at the Dakota County Fair in Farmington, August 6th through the 12th.
Hello, my name is Brooklyn Hubbard. I'm 8 years old. My parents are Trevor Hubbard and Kelly Levinson. My sponsor is College City Beverage, proudly serving Northfield and surrounding communities, refreshing beverages for over 60 years.
Hey, Southern Men. The August issue of Scene is available now free at retailers and shops. Scene features local arts, entertainment, and lifestyle stories. In this issue, read about the local craft, brew, and spirits industry. The annual Best of Southern Minnesota Scene online contest is underway. Who's got the best boutique in Southern Men? The best home decor? The best vet? There are over 101 categories to nominate through July. So if you have a favorite business, entertainers, artists, or otherwise, let us know. SouthernMenScene.com. Don't be shy. SouthernMenScene.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair. I have time for one more song. Not one more. I haven't played any. I hope you enjoyed meeting the candidates who would like to represent Northfield and the defeated Jesse James Days as ambassadors, and that program takes place a week from Saturday, and you are invited to attend. Speaking about attend, will you please remember to attend the big celebration? This is the beginning of 50-year celebration for KYMN Radio, right downtown in front of our studios on 2nd Street, right across from the library, between 2nd and 3rd. Live music and thousands of dollars of gifts to be given away. One more song. No, I'm going to play the only song on the Wayne Eddy Affair this morning in just a second, but I have to remind you, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I will be talking to the three ambassadors that will be giving up their crown this weekend, or next weekend, rather. So tune in tomorrow morning for that. They'll tell you what kind of a year they had. Well, good morning to you. Have a good day. This is KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Going to work, don't wanna go, feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing, everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while, you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
The one, the same great programming, now with better sound.
Me to do, like all a decade, I can't leave you. Been here a month and I know.